Welcome to day 15 of the Daily Santa Podcast. We are going to talk about our self-image. How we see ourselves impacts how we see others. Today we want you to see how special you are, because you are. This is the Daily Santa Podcast, your countdown to Christmas, and it starts right now. 3, 2, 1. Cue music.
Hi everyone, this is Sophie. It's day 15. 1, 5. 15. Can you hold up 15 fingers? I don't think I have 15 fingers. Welcome to the show. Here we go.
Welcome to the Daily Santa Podcast. We have homework for you today, but don't worry, it is super easy and fun to do. We hope you give it a try. Stay tuned for more. Hi, producer Dave. What do we have planned for day 15?
Hey, Twinkle. Yeah, it's day 15. We're excited to be here. We're going to be talking about your self-image. What do you see when you look in the mirror? Not just your face, but what kind of person are you? And do you love that person that's looking at you in the mirror? We have a special thing for you to try. Do you love the person you are? Because you are special.
Yeah!
And we have lots of great stuff. We're going to be talking about Christmas traditions. We have a special call-in message that I'm so excited to share with everyone. And there's so much more. So stick around to the Daily Santa Podcast, day 15.
Thanks, producer Dave. Let's go to Kendall in the newsroom.
And now, the Daily Santa Podcast presents the Santa Daily News, daily updates from the North Pole.
Welcome to the Santa Daily News on the Daily Santa Podcast. Our top news story, the North Pole is buzzing with activity as we are now more than halfway towards December 25th. If you have been following along with the Daily Santa Podcast, you can hear how excited we are that Santa will be making his journey again this year. Santa is actively working with his reindeer and their teams to ensure that we have a safe trip. Santa has mentioned that he is still looking for volunteers, children that are willing to go to bed earlier than their normal bedtime on Christmas Eve so that Santa can plan out his route for the evening. If Santa knows that your family is going to bed early, he might just bump you up the list and visit your home first. Going to bed early allows Santa to plan the best route possible so that nobody is missed this year. If you are going to bed early on Christmas Eve, be sure to tell your family so that Santa will know. In other news, the Harlem Elf Trotters will be in town to play a fun exhibition game against the Washington General Elves. The court is being set up today at a local gym. The nets will be set at the standard elf height of 24 inches or 70 centimeters as per the official rules. If you want to see how high these nets will be, ask your family to measure out 24 inches or 70 centimeters. That is really high for our elf to reach, but what a fun event. Tickets are available at the door or by visiting Ticket Elf. Let's shoot for a basket with our weather guy, and tonight's forecast.
Hey Kendall, yes, we have more snow in the forecast. And if I was going to be shooting for the net, I would say, more snow coming tomorrow. Thanks, Kendall. Back to you.
Thanks for that weather update. If you have not yet noticed, we do get a lot of snow here at the North Pole.
Yay!
Finally, our feel-good story of the day goes to Sauk City, Wisconsin, as the town celebrates 100-year-old woman with fire truck ride. As the mother of a retired fire chief and aunt of several volunteer firefighters, Vidalia Dale Brunig thought the best way to spend her 100th birthday this year was by driving all over town on a fire truck. While the Sauk City, Wisconsin, resident made her way through the streets, she was greeted by friends, family, and strangers who wanted to wish her well. "I loved it," she told the Santa Daily News. "We drove around and people were out at the curb and they all waved and it was just like some parades." Ms. Brunig was accompanied by her four children, and everyone made sure she was treated like a queen for the day. After her ride on the fire truck, a party was held for Ms. Brunig at the care facility where she lives, and she was visited by her four younger siblings. "I'm enjoying life," Ms. Brunig said, and she plans on staying around as long as I can. From all of us at the Daily Santa Podcast, happy birthday, Ms. Brunig. what a special day. Thanks for tuning into the Santa Daily News on the Daily Santa Podcast. Until next time, be kind to each other and be kind to yourself. Happy holidays.
Thanks, Kendall. Carla is here with a fact for us.
Today we look at all the different names for Santa around the world. Here is a list of the different names from across the globe. What are the different names of Father Christmas or Santa Claus? Father Christmas is called different names around the world. The most popular name nowadays is Santa Claus. Austria, Christkind, Christchild. Belgium, Sinterklaas, Santa Claus, and De Kerstman, Father Christmas. Canada, Santa Claus, Père Noël, Father Christmas. Denmark, Julemanden. Estonia, Jolavana. Finland, Joulupukki. France, Père Noël, Father Christmas. Germany, Weihnachtsmann, Christmas Man. Christkind in southern Germany. Hungary, Mikulas, Nicholas. Jezuska or Kiss Jesus, Child Jesus. Italy, Babbo Natale, Father Christmas, La Befana. Netherlands and Flanders, Sinterklaas. Norway, Julenissen. Poland, Swiaty Mikołaj. Portugal, Pai Natal, Father Christmas. Russia, Dead Moros, Grandfather Frost. Spain, Papa Noel. Sweden, Jultomten. Switzerland, Samichlaus. United Kingdom, Father Christmas, Santa Claus. United States, Santa Claus. Did you hear your country in the list? Let us know if we missed your country, and we will share it here on the Daily Santa Podcast.
Producer Dave, did we receive any voice messages today?
Yes, we did, and it's somebody we all know, because she has really great candy cane cookies. My wife Jennifer called in, isn't that great? Here it is.
From Jennifer. Your wife Jennifer called in. That is great. Yeah. Let's hear her message.
Hey everyone, it's Jennifer here, producer Dave's wife. I wanted to thank everyone for all the love that I have received for those candy cane cookies that I've made. Thank you so much for all of the recognition and acknowledgement that I've received over this last little bit. I am so thankful. These cookies are amazing. I have made them for years, and I just wanted to thank you all for enjoying them and sharing them with each other. All right, have a great day. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Jennifer, for using the microphone on our website, dailysantapodcast.com. It is super easy to leave us a voice message. You can get your question or comment on the Daily Santa Podcast by going to dailysantapodcast.com. Ask your parents for help and try it today. We want to know, what is your Christmas and holiday tradition? How do you celebrate? Producer Dave, what do you do?
Well, when our kids were living at home, they're now adults and moved out. It's just Jennifer and I, but when our kids were at home, every Christmas, we would have a Santa hat, just like Santa's, and whoever was handing out the presents wore the Santa hat. So everyone took turns to hand out the presents, and we had a great time being the ones to give the gifts, as well as the ones to receive them. So that was our tradition, and I hope that if you don't have one, maybe that could be yours this year. Put on a Santa hat when you hand out the presents or from around the tree. That's ours. Thanks, Twinkle.
Selfie, do the elves celebrate on Christmas Day?
What is my Christmas tradition? Well, all of the elves get together on Christmas Day to celebrate Santa's safe return after his big journey. So we have a big party every Christmas to welcome Santa back. It is the place to be. Like, we roll out the green carpet because we were green, we're elves. We roll out the green carpet and all of the elves show up in their coolest sleighs, with their Christmas lights blinking, and we have presents that we share. Santa gets up and talks to everyone and thanks us for a great year. That is our Christmas tradition, and we have been doing that for a long time. And it is so much fun to celebrate when you finish a big task. So that's what we do, and we love it.
Yay!
You
should come. Everyone should come. It's so much fun.
For my family, we give one gift on Christmas Eve to each other. These are presents that we pick for our friends and family. Before Santa visits our home later on Christmas Eve, we like to give a small gift to say thank you and show our love for each other. Remember, a gift does not have to be big or cost a lot of money to be special. Even a small gift can be special when it comes from someone that cares for you. Great traditions, everyone. Thanks for sharing.
Okay, Twinkle, so we're going to jump now to our topic for the day. For day 15, we're talking about our self-image. So this is more than what we see when we look in the mirror, is that right? We've got a really good topic and some homework to do as well, and I hope everyone tries this. I'm going to try it. Everyone here is going to try it. Something special that you can do today so that you have a good self-image. Can you explain, Twinkle, what this is all about? I'm sure all of the families listening would love to see and hear what our topic is today. Go to you, Twinkle. In 3, 2,
creating a positive self-image. What is self-image? Self-image is the personal view or mental picture that we have of ourselves. Self-image are the words that describe who we are, including such things as intelligent, beautiful, ugly, talented, and kind. The image we see in the mirror may be a real or fake view of who we really are. Based on this view, we develop either a good or bad self-image. A good self-image shows us what we do well and what we can do better. How we think and feel about ourselves affects those around us. How can we create a positive self-image? Self-image is not permanent. A healthy self-image starts with learning to accept and love ourselves. It also means being accepted and loved by others. How to develop a positive self-image? Has someone given you a label? Is it good or bad? Make a list of your positive qualities. Ask significant others to add to that list. Don't compare yourself to others. What are you good at? Love yourself. You are special. There is no one like you. You are unique.
Here is something that we want you to do today. Get a piece of paper and a marker or a pencil. Write down something about you that makes you smile. I am smart. I can ride a bike. I can play the piano. Yeah! I am a good friend. I take care of my dog. I love people. I am special. I make people smile. I am silly. I give great hugs. Write down something about yourself and then stick that message on a mirror in your home. Every time you look at the mirror, read that note out loud every time. See it, say it, and hear it over and over and over. You are unique, special, and important. There is only one you in this entire world. That makes you special. You are special. See it, say it, and hear it. Will you try this today? Ask your parents to help you, try it, and see what happens.
Thanks everyone for a great podcast episode. We are looking forward to day 16, and we hope that everyone will join us tomorrow. And remember to share this podcast with someone so that they can count down to Christmas with us. See you on day 16. Yeah! Bye for now.
Okay, everyone, that's the end of day 15. Make sure you do the homework. Write down something that's special about you. Put it on the mirror. And every time you see yourself in the mirror, read that special thing out loud. What are you going to write down? For me, I'm going to write down, you are creative. I like to make things like a podcast. And thank you for being here for this podcast. See you tomorrow on day 16. Oh, yeah. And here's a few bloopers just for you because you stayed to the end. Don't tell anyone. It's our little secret. See you tomorrow on day 16. Bye.
Welcome to the Daily Santa Podcast on the Santa Daily News. I think I got that backwards. Selfie, did you change my script? Selfie, where are you? Selfie? Let's try this again. From the top. Ahem. Welcome to the Santa Daily News on the Daily Santa Podcast. That's better. Oh, wait, don't say, that's better during the recording. Sorry, Producer Dave.
Okay, so everyone's got their microphones on. Where is Selfie? Has anyone seen Selfie? He's in the hallway, listening to his Elphone 14. Does he not know we're recording? Can somebody go get Selfie, please? I will wait. He loves that phone. You better not be eating any of my cookies. Selfie?
Merry Christmas.